Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Onika Brown, and I am excited to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've been on, but nevertheless, we are back. We are back on Ego Empowerment, and I am excited to be back on the air once again. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, Satan is the prince of the air. So I'm excited to be back on the air to empower everyone that will call in. I'm just excited for the opportunity to be back on here. But I'm grateful for all of you that are calling in. Text someone, send them a message on Facebook, send a Twitter message, let them know that we are on live radio right now. We'll be on here for the next 30 minutes. And so I hope that everyone will call in. I'm sending out right now messages on Facebook that I'm on live. Send to your relatives that live in different states. Give them to different ones on your job so that they can call in and be empowered. We are going to be discussing life issues. We're going to do real talk. We're going to do real talk so that we can shift the paradigms. Paradigms are patterns. They could be good patterns and they could be bad patterns. But we want people to get rid of old thinking, the way that they once thought about things. We want people to get rid of that so they can live and have a successful life and enjoy life. But nevertheless, before we get into our broadcast on tonight and what we're going to talk about, I'd like to share a few things. On July the 16th, which is coming up in about a week, July the 16th and 17th, we'll be ministering in Florence, South Carolina, where the host pastor is Shanetta Davis, and we will be there with her for her women's conference entitled Move Into Expectation. Move Into Expectation, and it's going to be held at 120 West Evans Street, Florence, South Carolina. So if you're not doing anything on the 16th of July, come out. It's going to begin at 6 p.m. We are expecting a mighty move of God. We are expecting God to move in this women's conference. Also, if you are in the Florence area or you have a visiting, our ministry is located at 134. I think it's 134. Forgive me, y'all. I'm doing two things. I'm trying to send out, texts via telling everybody we on live. 134 Toledo Scale Road in Florence, South Carolina, 29505. We're right behind the cookout in Florence. All you have to do is find the cookout, and we are right behind the cookout in Florence, South Carolina. I'm seeing others calling in on tonight. Wonderful. Tell someone, let them know that we are live on the air. Later on, we're going to have time for individuals to ask questions if they have any questions. If you can hear me, let me know by sending me if you're on if you have connected through the internet instead of your phone by going to blogtalkradio.com/eagleempowerment. If you're on there through the chat room, let me know whether you can hear me. If you're on via phone, you have my number, just send me a text and let me know that that you can hear me properly. We want to make sure that everyone can hear, that everyone could hear. Let me know if you could hear me, or send me a message on my Facebook page. Let me know that you can hear me, because I'm not sure if everyone can hear me or not. Just send me a message. I see quite a few people on here, but I'm not sure if you could hear me or not. But nevertheless, we're going to go ahead right into what we're going to talk about on tonight. There's so much that I want to talk about, but as I stated, we will be talking different, discussing different things pertaining to life, how we could better ourselves, better our children. One thing that I want to talk about on tonight, I think we're going to deal with talking with some issues concerning our youth. Before I go into that, I'm trying to give everyone a few more minutes to get on. You can visit our my website, which is otbrownministries.com, otbrownministries.com, and you can look on there and see the things that we have done and are doing. Also, you can visit our mentoring website, which is www.dapsmentoring.webs.com. Okay, someone told me that they can hear me. Great, good. I'm glad. Okay, now I can move on, because I was kind of worried if someone could hear, if you could all hear. www.dapsmentoring.webs.com. Or you can go to otbrownministries.com. Those are the two websites where you can see what we're doing, what we are going to do. You can see pics and different things as such. I believe some messages are up there also. They do not have the two books that I've written thus far, which is one is entitled You're Not Crazy, You're Just Prophetic. And the other one is Where Are the Intercessors? But if anyone is interested in purchasing any of those, and we also have DVDs and CDs of teachings that I have done, anyone interested in purchasing anything, you can contact us via web, send us a message on Facebook, and many of us have a direct number to reach me. But nevertheless, I don't want our sessions on here. Everything we do is always going to be revolved around God. It's going to be God, but I don't want to make it too churchy. Our sessions here are going to be where they are going to empower people. Some people can call in and ask questions and that may be ashamed to ask in person. This is going to be a time where we can empower. We're going to pray. We're going to empower people. We're going to give you the tools that you need to have a successful life. The Bible declares that, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, And one thing about God, he desires and he wants us to have a successful life. He wants us to have a life of abundance. But many a times through this, what we call life, we have made some choices. Everything is not Satan. Everything is not someone doing something to you. Some things are choices that we have made, and we have to kind of go back through and deal with those choices that we have selected, those choices that we have made. Yes, caller, how can I help you?
Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry. That was, I thought someone was calling in for the show. Can you all still hear me? If someone could text me and let me know that you all can hear me. Okay. You all can hear me. All right. Wonderful. Okay. So on what I want to share on tonight, and like I said, we're going to talk about different things. But what we want to talk about on tonight is having a fragmented soul, having a fragmented soul, and what the soul really involves. When we begin to talk about the soul of a man, we're dealing with the mind, the will, and the emotion of a man. And when I say man, I'm talking about the creation. And so in life, the different things that we go through, we do know we're not ignorant to the devices of the adversary. Don't get me wrong. We're not ignorant at all. But everything is not the devil. Everything is not the enemy. They are choices that we made because God has given us a free will. But when we're dealing with the soul of man, we're dealing with the mind, the will, and the emotions. And one scripture says in Psalms 139, verse 14, it says, "Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well." And it's dealing with the mind. And then also we're dealing with the will of man, and we're dealing with the emotions of man. And a lot of times we as individuals, we operate out of our soul instead of operating out of our spirit. And so what happens during life and doing life transitions, we make choices based on our feelings. We make decisions based on what we feel instead of making decisions on the promises of what God has said, because through our mind and our will and our emotions, if they're not focused and stayed on the things of God, if we don't cast down those things that are wicked or cast down those things that go against the word of God, then we will be led in our emotions. Prime example, say if there's a breakup, you have a breakup in a relationship and someone that you really love dearly hurt you, through our emotions, we'll begin to make decisions to try to get back at this person or try to do something to bring harm to that individual because of the hurt that we experience. We'll make decisions out of the hurt and pain that we experience instead of waiting till we calm down and making sound decisions, making wise decisions, making decisions on the long run. When we begin to deal in our emotions, when we begin to react out of our emotions, we only deal with things at that moment. But if we just step back from the scene or from the situation and give it a moment and allow our emotions, bring our emotions up under subjection, then and only then will we be able to make sound judgments. We'll be able to make sound, be able to make decisions that are long. I talk to people daily, or people's purpose. And a lot of times people say, I made one step and look like a time I go over. You have decided to move forward. You have decided that you want better. You have decided that where you are in life and what you're doing is not enough. You've decided that you're not satisfied with the status quo. And so when you make up that decision, when you make the decision to do that, yes, your emotion, let our will, our mind, begins to speak to us, especially when we're embarking on new things, when we're embarking on anything that's going to advance us or increase us, when we begin to, as the Bible states to us, walk by faith. When we begin to do that, our soul and our emotion, it begins to stir up, because out of what I was doing, I'm breaking a pattern. I'm stopping what I've been doing, and now I'm going into a direction that's not comfortable. The reason why it's not comfortable is because I haven't been doing it this way. And in order for me to do it this way, and in order for me to get the results that I need to get, then there's going to have to be a breaking away of the old that I've been doing. So here it is where we as a people have to continue to press toward what we have decided that we're going to change in our life. God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's given us everything, but we have to make a decision to return back. It's almost like, I'll never forget, I was going to Weight Watchers a couple of years ago, and in the class, when we were in the class, they said, well, we have to retrain your mind. And they begin to teach us that there is a gland that's in our brain called the hypothalamus. And once we begin to take away certain foods and begin to take away things that we were used to doing, then our hypothalamus goes back to a child state where it can be trained to go back to how it was a child state. And then our bodies will begin to lose the fat and lose the weight, because now what we're doing, we're triggering and we're training our minds to begin to eat right and not crave the things that were damaging to us. And so it's the same thing. If we're going to walk in success, if we're tired of living and being in the situations that we're in, then what we have to do is we have to train our mind to go back to the beginning state. We have to train our minds to go back to the original plan. And that the original plan was in the Garden of Eden. When you go over in the Garden of Eden, God created us. He put us there. He told us to multiply, have dominionship. He told us to have rule. And what happened, our minds was tricked. Our minds were deceived. And once our minds were tricked and deceived, it opened up a door. It opened up a spiral turning that caused us to turn to those things that was damaging to us, just like Weight Watchers, just like losing weight. You have to turn from those things that are damaging to the body. And so there's a lot of things in life that has been damaging to our bodies and causing us to be bound, whether it's been the way we grew up. Many of us live in areas that we're just going to have to move out of those areas. We're going to have to, because we have to embody and have ourselves around those that are like-minded, those that are going in the same direction or in the place where we want to go. You have to begin to watch yourself and begin to look around and say, who's around me? Who is in my circle? You have to step back sometime from your circle and begin to look in your circle to see what your circle consists of. That was good right there. Because when you're in the circle a lot of times, you don't see what's in it. That circle becomes familiar and it becomes a closure because it's a circle. So many a times in life, if we're not careful, we begin to hang around the same familiarity. Be going through certain things in life, and then someone else come up and they're going through that same thing, and you begin to talk. One begin to say, girl, if I was you, I wouldn't do this, girl. Yeah, girl, I'm going through the same, girl. But when you sitting and look back, they're still there. They're telling you this, but they're still there. Same thing in life. You can't. The Bible says, blessings and curses can't come out the same sister. We can't say that we want to do better, but we never do better. All we do is sit and talk about it. They are soul tied. See, that's why you have to step back and do inventory of what's in your circle, because there is a thing that is called soul ties. Remember I said in the beginning about our soul deals with our mind, our will, and our emotions. Okay, they are soul ties that are present, and we have to watch how these soul ties, you know, they're soul ties between friends, meaning, you know, you're binded together, you're jumped together, that, you know, that friend, that's your buddy, and you begin to have a love for them. And if you're not careful, that soul tie, when you begin to move forward in life, if you don't break that soul tie, you'll begin to find yourself coming back to that which is familiar. I'm going to stop right there. It's 25 minutes into our segment tonight. This is our first segment. I'm just getting warmed up and getting back into it. But I am going to unmute the lines. And if anyone has any questions at this time, you are free to ask. If you have any questions, you are free to ask your questions. Okay. All right, well, there's no questions from anyone. All right. Well, what I would like for us to do on next week, we'll be back on here next week on Wednesday. And as I stated, we're getting back into it. I thank all of you that called in on tonight. We are going to have interesting topics. We are going to have Q&As where individuals can ask questions. Send the number out to your family members. Send it out to friends. Send them out on your Facebook page. Share the banner. We'll be here every Wednesday from 8 to 8:30 every Wednesday. But I'm going to pray. My prayer is for you, my people, that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prosper. I pray that you allow your soul to prosper. I pray that you allow the very things that you're going through right now to work together for your good and allow God to come in and bring transformation. I decree and declare right now that your minds are renewed, your bodies are healed. I decree and declare now that you have the strength and the tenacity to walk away from those things that are causing a hindrance in your lives. I pray right now that the wind of God blows your way and that God will continue to strengthen and empower you. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over all our youth now. God, and I pray right now that every craving, every appetite of the enemy, I pray right now, we bind it up now in the name of Jesus. And God, we release the authority of your word that they are the head and not the tail. I release that they are prosperous. I release now, God, that they have the mind of you now, God. I thank you, God, that as the deer panteth after water, so their soul is panting after you. I pray right now, God, that everything that's not like you, God, that is being eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. And I bless you for every leader. Continue to strengthen and follow up to them. Continue to build them. Continue to keep their minds and their hearts focused on you. God, everyone that has called out or called them tonight, all those that will be listening at this, God, I thank you that the words will cause them to think about shifting their paradigms, shifting those patterns, those things are not conducive for a successful life. And God, we just praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. As I stated, you can visit us at our website at OT Brown Ministries. That's otbrownministries.com, otbrownministries.com. And you can also visit www.daps.com. D-A-P-S mentoring.webs.com. Also, we are located at 134 Toledo Scale Road in Florence, South Carolina, 29505. Our services are every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and we have a live Bible study at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Follow us via Facebook at Onika Brown on our Facebook page. If you need us for anything, feel free. As I stated, we have products. One of the books is You're Not Crazy, You're Just Prophetic. It talks about the prophetic giftings and give definition and understanding. Also, I've written one called Where Are the Intercessors? So contact us, visit us if you're in the area. Send the information out so those can call in. Love you all. Thank you for calling in on tonight. And we will be back on here next Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m.